This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I love it.
That was rock and roll forever. I'm also rock and roll. That was so rock.
Dude. That was punk rock.
That was punk rock. Was it's like... so different, and we're counterculture to the fucking guy, and I'm enough with the guy already.
Down with society. That's
not
what
even
I'm
society.
Saying.
Society's fine, but the man is the bad part.
Well, that's what I... All right.
Society includes me, so I'm down with society.
The man doesn't include you?
The man doesn't ever include me.
You're not a man?
Neither does my old man.
Oh, dude. So,
and I'm a little boy, and I'm lost.
That's why I'm taking guitar lessons.
That's why I wrote that song. I actually didn't write it. That was written by Thunder the Covers. I think we've used them before.
Thunder the Covers is a great name. Have I said that before?
Maybe so. Likely. They're two brothers covering their favorite songs on YouTube under the alias Thunder the Covers, and they made a bunch of songs for us. That was one of them. We're going to close out the episode with another one of their songs.
Very tight.
Thunder the Covers. Thank you, Toda, for embodying rock and roll for us. And I am a rock and roll.
I am a rock god.
What?
I'm a rock god, and you're a cock god.
Thank
Actually, you're
you.
A cock cod. You have
from
a fish
Cos
penis.
Cob. Your ankle's bleeding.
No, it's not, dude.
What is it, though? It looks like...
It actually, fine. It sort of is, actually.
You have two tattoos on one ankle, and I would have guessed they're on two different ankles, which is weird, because we've known each other for 10 years at this point.
Yeah, this is a bad-looking one.
You're getting them both removed. You're in the process of getting them both removed.
Yeah.
It takes about over a year. Eight sessions, 8 weeks apart.
Yeah.
They laser it, right? And it hurts when it's happening, but I can't really tell after the fact. But now, it's noticeably different.
Yeah, today's session was a bit rough.
It was a deep cut.
Now my ankle looks like a boil.
Yeah.
It looks like I have one of the 10 plagues.
You have
boils, of course.
You also have a tattoo of a locust on your other ankle.
Yeah.
So you have two of the 10 plagues.
And then, this also sort of looks like the lamb's blood over the door.
Oh, really?
Smear.
Not really a plague, but still within the story.
Yeah,
within the story, the angel of death will pass over.
Definitely all Passover related.
So how much did this one hurt versus the other ones? Because this one looks like they're starting to scrape it with a needle.
You know what's odd? This one hurt the least.
Oh, interesting. But it showed the most.
Yeah. And I don't entirely know what the logic is. I think that the lady that was doing it said something about she's sort of breaking apart the outer rim of the tattoo now. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's it.
Maybe that's why it's bleeding.
I don't know. She definitely spent a longer time with the... The laser gun pointed at my ankle.
Yeah,
she has before.
Laser.
Don't get tattoos, kids. Don't do it.
Yeah, you're spending so much money getting it and then money removing it.
It's not even the money. I would pay double the money to just have it be gone.
Triple the money?
Yeah, probably.
Triple the money.
It's the time. It's like the time and the effort. It's like an hour and a half out of my day every 6 weeks for the next year and a half.
And how deep are you into the process?
Today was the sixth session.
Of eight?
Yeah, well, they predicted eight. That's what I paid for.
Oh, I see what's going on.
But what they think it's going to end up being is 11. But I only pay for eight, and no matter how many sessions it takes, I don't pay for another one.
Oh, but you still have to go.
I still have to go. I'll probably have to go to 10 sessions.
Would you have gone if they're like, it's 11?
Yeah, I mean,
you're in it for the long haul.
I have a tribal sun tattoo on my ankle. I would go for 1,000 sessions.
1,000 tribal suns.
And it does burn like the heat of a tribal sun, the laser on my ankle.
Oh, so
it's excruciating pain for like 10 seconds on each side of my ankle.
More pain than actually getting the tattoo.
Oh, yeah, like 10 times more pain than actually getting the tattoo.
Oh, you. Former
just
you.
Hot, hot heat.
At least your eyebrow ring you could just remove, right?
Well, actually, I mean, yeah, the eyebrow ring, there's still a tiny little hole in my eyebrow, and actually every like couple months I can like squeeze a bunch of pus out of it like it's a zit.
Oh dear.
It's kind of awesome. I'll show it to you after the show.
Fuck yeah, let's do it live.
All right.
All right, what is this? This is an advice podcast. It's If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
We survived Europe. We're back from Dublin.
We did.
Back from London.
It was a good old time, wasn't it?
I went to España.
You went to España. I went to New York City.
You went to Nueva York.
Nueva York.
For your birthday.
Yeah.
You're now 31.
I'm 31 years old.
When we started making Jake and Amir's, you were 21.
Oh, wow. Solid decade.
Yeah.
Solid decade it's been. Pleasure to know you, brother.
What do you do? Hey, dude, put down the gun, man. The fuck,
we had a good
man.
Run, didn't we, man?
I thought we had a great run. I think we're still having a good run,
I
man.
Think we're coming to an end.
I don't know, dude.
I think we reached a dead sprint last year, and now
studio,
it's time
dude.
For me to be a dead man.
Dude, we just got that couch.
Boom!
Oh, no, the couch!
I hated
oh,
this
there's couch.
Couch!
Why get
I'm
your
just
tattoos?
Shooting the couch.
Put down the couch, man. Don't shoot the couch. All right. These, as always, are going to be real emails from real people. We're going to give them fake names, of course, to preserve anonymity.
You have to preserve the anonymity.
So, for question number one, all we need from you, Jake, is a boy's name.
A boy's name? Let's do Olympic athletes.
No, let's do another one.
Okay, let's do...
no, that works.
All right, great. Michael Phelps.
Wow.
Most decorated Olympian in history. My hero. And honestly...
And yours. Whether you like it or not. All right. Michael Phelps writes, "Hi, guys. I was walking at a local park this week... playing Pokemon Go when I ran into a beautiful young lady in her car who was doing the same thing. I'm 30. She looked to be around my age. She had parked to attack the Pokemon gym at this park." Okay. "We got to talking and I bestowed some awesome Pokemon Go knowledge upon her to help her take the gym. She seemed very friendly. Alas, I did not ask her out because I was a sweaty mess from an hour of exercising and not in a sexy way. But here's..."
Wait, like he was exercising at the Pokemon gym?
No, I think a Pokemon gym is what it's just called when Pokemons are all there. He went to an actual gym in addition to that.
Sorry, got it.
But here's where things get sticky. "When a player takes over a gym in Pokemon Go, their character screen name is revealed. I searched the name on Google and with a bit of sleuthing found her real name and Facebook profile. Turns out we have a lot in common, same favorite sports team and same career. Can I message her and try to spark up some romance? Or was that too sketchy of a way that I stalked with her Pokemon name? And should I just accept that my opportunity to seize the cheese has passed? Thank you. Love, Mike Phelps."
Mike Phelps, you're a goddamn Greek god. You're an Olympiad.
This is actually a different guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, I thought
right.
It was...
No, yeah, you forgot that you gave him
the
name.
Because he's in Rio.
Of course.
All right.
Is there too creepy of a stalking?
I think the time hasn't actually passed, but I am tired of these fucking herbs asking this question.
Which is what?
Which is like, Is it too creepy to ask her out now? I missed my chance.
Right.
Like, if you... It's so much scarier to pull the trigger now, like having done
all
this research.
No, I think it's scary to do it in person.
No, it's not. It's like if you
have you ever met someone out and asked them out while you were talking to them, while you met them?
Yes.
But isn't it so much easier to just like have this conversation, you go apart, and then you follow them on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook?
I guess if they give you like their name or something. But like this guy he did a lot of digging.
Right. So you're saying is it too... Well, you say it's easier to do it in person?
I don't think either is easy. One thing is harder and the other thing's creepier.
Right.
The other thing's lamer.
Right.
So I guess my advice is if you find yourself in this situation, and I've been there too,
yeah,
where you're like, I'm too scared to ask her out. I'll try to do it later. But you know, you already know how much of a wiener you'll feel like reaching out to her. Just like... At least try to get some more information. You don't have to say like, hey, let's get a drink this week. But
yeah.
Like, just something.
A little bit of anything.
Yeah. Bunt. You don't have to swing. Bunt.
Is it too...
Don't let the pitch go by.
But that's beautiful.
Thank
Glycerine.
You. Glycerine.
Let's say I meet someone at a party and I don't end up getting her name or number. But later that week, she follows me on Instagram.
That's different. She's following you.
Okay, but she's doing it to me. Okay, let's say I follow her on Instagram. She follows me back. Is that fine, flirtatious, friendly, or should I have done something at the party?
I think it's also, I mean, it's fine, flirtatious, and friendly, and also you're a little bit of a wiener.
Right. But isn't it also, I will posit this, isn't it nicer to ask someone out over text because it doesn't put them on the spot?
I understand. I feel like you're positing that because you're afraid to ask people out.
Yes,
like,
I'm reverse positing.
Yeah, you're reverse engineering.
Yeah,
like,
to the point where
I'm actually nicer because I'm afraid.
Yeah, and it's convenient that I'm afraid because then I don't have to ask them out in person.
I think people have been getting asked out for like centuries. So even if they say like, there are polite ways to say no.
If
you ask somebody out and you're saying like, hey, let's go out next week, they say, oh yeah, I'm pretty busy, but I'll let you know.
Okay.
Or like, yeah, text me a time, and then they'll say no over text. And people are good at deflecting. I don't think you need to
worry
justify
about
your
them on the spot.
Cowardice.
Justifying my cowardice is my autobiography title. But what about this guy specifically? Is it he's not saying, is it too late? He's saying, is it too sketchy that I stalked her in that specific way? Like, he found out her Pokemon name without her giving it to him, and then he went back and Googled it and found it on Facebook.
It is sketchy, but I don't think it changes the future at all. Like, if she liked you in that moment, she'll be happy that you sketchily found her.
Right.
And if she didn't like you, then there's no way you could have found her that would be cooler. You know, like, I don't think she was on the fence, and then because you stalked her, sort of, she would be like, oh, fuck this guy.
Yeah. It seems like advice is sort of meaningless. People either like you or don't, and texts that you send or don't are entirely dependent on whether the other person likes you or
careful
not.
Careful about that advice, because that could be the end of our podcast.
All right, sorry.
Nothing matters. It all depends if you're cool or not.
As long as somebody likes you, there's no lame way to go about it. Like, if a cute girl reached out to me because she stalked me and found me, I'd be like, oh, that's amazing. Look how much awesome
effort. Thank God. The miracles of modern technology have brought us together.
Right, but if it was like a creepy lady that I didn't necessarily like, and she's like, hey, I found you because I saw what shoes you're wearing, and then I went to Google Store and went to the receipts, and I found that you're tight, and I'll be like, oh, this girl's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not into it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this lady, she's playing Pokemon Go. How nerdy, sketchy can you get?
Yeah, I think she's like, she's in your world. This girl's in his wheelhouse.
Can you catch them all? Hey, this is the text. Hey, I'd love to catch you all. Oh. No, it's fine. This is good. Gotta catch them all. So you send her an audio note.
Oh, wow, I'm sorry. Dozing off, man.
But you are hard.
Yeah, I'm having a wet dream.
Specifically, he said, can I message her and try to spark up some romance? I think we say yes.
Yes, you can. But you know what? Take a nice long look in the mirror and tell yourself that you're good enough, that you're worthy, that you can ask people out in person, or at the very least, flirt a little bit.
Yeah, set it up a little bit so it doesn't come out of left field.
Yeah, just get get the, it's like playing golf. Get the ball really close to the hole so later you can tap it in.
That's good. You don't need a hole in one.
No, but he's like, he sort of just like left and now he's like trying to make a chip shot from the, the rough sand trap.
I mean, he's got the sand wedge. It's a 38 footer.
You love golf.
He's going from the rough. what else? I was going to say something that this reminded me of. Stalking people online. I feel like it's a lot more common than people think. Everyone's like, ooh, I'm kind of weird. I'll like stalk someone online. But everybody I've ever gone out with from a dating app is like always like, oh, I saw all this stuff. I looked at your Instagram. I looked at your Twitter. I did your Google research.
There's got to be a new word that's not stalk. It's just, I mean, it's just research.
Yeah. Stalking makes it sound negative.
Right. It's just it's just pathetic.
It's but nobody goes in completely blind. Like imagine just like you meet someone in person, you're not going to ever search their Twitter, their Instagram, their Facebook, on Google for anything. You're going in blind. I feel like that's a rarity nowadays.
Yeah, it is a rarity. But I would encourage it. I think it's kind of nice.
Yeah, that way you're learning everything on the fly.
Yeah.
What I wouldn't do, which I hear some people do, is do the follow before the meet.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not good at all.
You can't follow until you're like basically engaged, because then it's like I'm following all these people I've been on like three dates with and I have to unfollow them eventually. When do I unfollow? Well, that's another bit of advice. Don't follow until you're ready to legit pop the question. And then when you do, you say,
if anybody puts as much into Instagram following as you do.
Oh, really?
I don't. You definitely care about it more than anybody I've ever met.
Okay.
But maybe that could be...
I could be the norm and you could be out of it.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Let us know. Follow me on Instagram and send me a DM. All right, next question. We need a lady's name.
Ooh, Katie Ledecky.
Very nice.
USA.
USA. USA. I'm having an ethical dilemma, writes Katie, and I hope you can help, writes Katie. For the last year and a half or so, I've had an occasional long-distance lover whom I met in the city where I used to live. We at first dated casually for a couple months. He liked me and treated me well for the most part, but for many reasons, I knew he wasn't for me. Namely, because he's not very smart and is kind of a racist. However, we have had awesome sex right from the start. We just jive physically. I soon moved to a different city, but we've stayed in touch and have met up a few times since. We barely talk between visits, and our last romp was last summer. He recently informed me that he's coming to my city in September, which excited me because I could really use a good lay. But then, wondering what he's been up to, I checked his Facebook page. And I was appalled, though not surprised, to learn that he is an avid Donald Trump supporter.
Saw it coming.
I consider Trump to be the worst thing ever to happen to this country in modern times. With this knowledge about my fuck buddy, I don't know what to do. Should I stick to my morals or do my best to ignore this objectionable side of him so we can have fun together? I just don't think I can let a Trump supporter inside me. But this one happens to be one of my favorite persons to have sex with. What do you think about sleeping with someone you don't respect?
Interesting twist.
Great question.
Yeah.
One of my faves. It weaves politics, sex.
Yeah, I don't want to turn this into a political show, you know?
Like, yeah.
Let's not...
Let's stay bipartisan, of objective.
Course. You know?
Maybe veer slightly to the left of center.
Or to the right.
Right.
You know, one of us is conservative, one of us is liberal.
It is safe to say one of us is a staunch.
Yeah, one of us is pretty staunch. And the other one's a little kooky.
Yeah, a little kooky. One is staunch, and the other one is just ate lunch.
Well, I feel like I have sex with people who I don't respect all the time.
Correct. But in what way do you not respect them?
Yeah, that's the difference. I feel like while remaining nonpartisan,
left of center,
Trump is one of the most vile, hateable, loose cannon, bigoted, orange blob men there is.
Yeah.
So if somebody I knew liked him, mm-hmm. I do think I would lose. I wouldn't be turned on by them.
You couldn't possibly be sexually attracted to someone who actually looks up to, reveres, and endorses this plump, racist carrot man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a yam man, a sponge. He is a blonde tooth.
He is a bean. He's a lima bean. A kidney bean, perhaps.
Yeah. So you're saying you wouldn't even be able to be turned on.
But then I've always loved to have the last word via fucking.
Right. You always say that best way to get back at someone you don't like is to sleep with them.
Yeah.
But isn't that also giving them what they want? Isn't that a W for them?
Yeah, that's the thing. I guess, isn't there...
Is that just you reverse justifying because you wanted to fuck somebody? You're like, yeah, that's how you get back at them.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So maybe it's not how you get back at them.
Right, maybe... But then, what, you deny yourself something that you want and that gets back at them, but you're unhappy?
Right.
I think you should just try to find a penis that's not attached to a Trump supporter. There are plenty of them.
Yeah, that's easy to say, but this one is, she knows it's great sex. Knows it's coming.
He doesn't even live in her area. Fuck buddies are not that impressive to have. It's not hard. You can find somebody that you like having sex with.
But maybe not find somebody that she likes this much. What if he's the best?
She definitely can. His penis is racist.
He has a racist penis.
Well, he has a racist mind, body, and soul. So the
penis is attached.
Yeah. It's a racist penis. You don't want to get fucked by a racist penis.
Right.
And it's just like I wouldn't... I don't think... I'll go on record and say I wouldn't fuck a racist vagina.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
A really hot but racist vagina?
I wouldn't do it.
You think he's... Can you be a Trump supporter and not be racist?
Well, she said that this guy is racist.
A little bit racist.
And I guess I'm not... Yeah, I think you... you have to be racist to support
Donald
Trump.
Oh, you do have to be.
At this point... let's say at this point, I think you do.
Yeah.
Maybe not at first. Yeah. But I think if you're still supporting him now, you got to be a little racist.
Just a little bit. It doesn't have to be full-blown.
No.
You don't have to be like KKK. Racist.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be like...
But you do have to recognize that the candidate that you like... has given the KKK a voice, has retweeted white supremacists, and, didn't denounce David Duke for a little while. So you do support that guy.
Yeah, so it's like adjacent racism, subtle secondhand racism.
I would say that.
Supporting a racist rather than being racist yourself.
Sure, which is, they go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah, so the advice for this person specifically is maybe don't sleep with him.
Yeah.
I would say don't sleep with him because it'd be nice to piss this guy off a little bit.
Trump supporters aren't angry enough.
Yeah, this guy's mad. So maybe you'd be like, hey, because you like Donald Trump, I can't sleep with you.
Ooh, that's a nice way to
and then he'll be
turn
like,
the tides.
Yeah, he's like, wait, but Trump's the man. What are you talking about?
I really thought he was going to get me laid.
It's funny because we don't, as much as we don't know personally any Trump supporters, I bet a lot of Trump supporters don't know any Hillary supporters.
Yeah, so I guess it's almost not a great thing that we're keeping these two people apart.
Yeah, we should at least...
These guys could bridge the gap.
Yeah, a reach across the aisle.
Hmm.
And a reach around across the aisle.
That's not a bad idea.
Do you know any Trump supporters?
Not
personally, right?
No, even conservative people that I knew from back home that used to do, make the anti-Obama Facebook statuses and stuff, they're... kind of mums the word on Trump.
Yeah. The most you can be into Trump is sort of a silent supporter.
Yeah. You can tell that someone's a Trump supporter when they're just a Hillary hater.
That's masquerading.
Right.
Yeah. You hide your...
Oh, they're both awful.
Yeah. Equally, if I may say so myself.
I mean, neither candidate is good this year.
Wouldn't you say so? They do sort of look alike. Nobody's really...
You've said that before.
Yeah. Nobody's tweeting about that, but I feel like... I take off my glasses and I'm looking at a picture of Hillary or Trump. It's very similar.
It's actually two baked potatoes.
Yeah. You're looking at. With their little, you remember the old chicken nuggets? The old chicken nugget cartoons?
Mm.
Like the little action figures that were chicken nuggets?
I do.
So imagine Trump is sort of a chicken nugget with a little blonde wig.
So there you go.
It's all in my Facebook.
So now
that
your choice is clear, America.
All right. Let's take a break. And we'll be right back with more questions and answers after this.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Yeah!
The greatest way to build a website. It looks professional. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly affordable. And you don't have to know anything.
Exactly.
You just need to drag and drop. Suddenly you've designed a professional looking, I don't know, online store portfolio, a gift for somebody.
I mean, come on.
It's incredible. It's insane. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The future is now.
You can even purchase a domain through Squarespace.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What can people buy?
Right now, you can actually buy firemydad.com. Like if
and what would you do there?
If you're kind of, you know, starting a campaign against your father and you want his job to be taken from him, if you want your dad to be fired from work, you could have this URL and kind of launch your... opposition PR campaign against your patriarch as a
your old man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of mean-spirited. I have kind of a fun one.
Oh.
If you like popcorn, and you probably do, right?
Yeah, I love it.
You'll love popcorn2.com.
Interesting. Like it's
like the sequel
popcorn?
To popcorn, but it's popcorn2.com.
Popcorn for two. Yeah. That's good. I could see AMC buying that. Because you're seeing a sequel.
Right.
You might as well
you're already seeing
too.
It. You know, there's this thing called Squarespace AI, which, you know, lets you update written content on any website, product description, or email, and it generates it instantly and personalizes it.
Look, incredible. I'm still thinking about Popcorn 2. It's actually great because movies are so long now.
Yeah.
You're seeing like a four-hour movie. You have Popcorn 1, an intermission, and then Popcorn 2. I mean, it's brilliant.
You can also do like email campaigns.
And it's unavailable. And it's unavailable now. I own Popcorn 2. I'm actually the one that owns Popcorn 2.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Head to squarespace.com/segments.
Hit me up, AMC.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using that code segments. So if you want to use our websites or make one of your own, just head to squarespace.com/segments and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain just using that code segments.
Incredible.
Ooh, Popcorn 3 is available. Maybe I'll get that.
No.
Thank you to Babbel for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Gracias,
Babbel. Very good. I don't know if you know this, Jake, but I'm already bilingual.
Really?
Yep. I grew up in a Hebrew-speaking household.
Ken.
Lamadti ivrit bebayit. That means I learned Hebrew at home. The best way to learn a language is through immersion.
Yes.
But if your parents aren't actually from a different country and constantly speaking to you in that language, how do you immerse yourself?
You're not going to get immersed, folks.
The best way to do so is by using Babbel.
Babbel.
It's a science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Ooh.
You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for tutoring, okay?
Yeah.
You can just spend 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by 200 language experts that help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Incredible.
I need this because, you know, I already got the Hebrew. I want to go French. I want to go Spanish.
You should go full French. Let's go full French on your rap.
French. Let's French. bonjour indeed.
Oui.
How about a special limited time offer for our listeners? Right now, you can get 55% off your Babbel subscription.
Whoa.
But you got to go to babbel.com/segments. That's 55% off babbel.com/segments, spelled babbel.com/segments.
Segments, and segments is spelled S-H-A-N-M-S-L-N.
You are illiterate in English.
Yeah.
So I say throw English away. That's not going to happen for you.
I'll go full French.
Go to Italian.
I'll go Italian.
Go to German.
Yes, I will
and
go
I'll
to German.
And I'll meet you there.
Yes, guten Tag.
Thank you. Rules and restrictions may apply indeed. But again, you can get 55% off at Babbel, babbel.com/segments.
Love it.
Ciao.
Adios.
And we're Bacchanalia.
Bacchanalia.
Back at it again. What did you think of Dublin? What did you think of London? Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had a great time.
Shows were crazy?
Shows were crazy.
Thanks to everybody who came out.
Love that we did that Dublin show, 200 people in a fucking tent.
That was a unique experience.
Atmosphere. And then the old fancy theater in London.
The Victorian O2 Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Always a pleasure. Always love meeting those foreign fans.
It's funny, whenever we walked around looking a little bit hungover in Dublin, everyone asked us the same thing, which was,
You didn't go to Coppers, did you?
Yeah.
Tell me you didn't go to Coppers.
And that's fair question. We only went to Coppers twice.
Yeah, well, we're out of three possible nights.
Yeah.
So one night we were stumbling around trying to find the best thing in town. And then at 2:30 a.m. we stumble into, to Coppers. What's it called? Copperface Jacks. Copperface Jacks.
I remember someone told me, don't go to Coppers no matter what you do. And then... It didn't register when we were like on our way to Coppers that I was going to where everyone had told me not to go.
Yeah.
So I didn't go in with like any attitude or skepticism.
Uh huh.
And it was great.
It blew us away.
Exactly what I wanted. It was exactly what I wanted.
A wall to wall. I've never been to a more crowded dance party.
Mm-hmm.
It was overflowing with people. Floor was sticky. Drinks were cheap. Everybody just...
Yeah.
Closest thing to an Irish Greco orgy I've ever seen.
When we first got there, it was just like, Taylor Swift is blasting. Huge crowd of people. Guys just like power walking through the dance floor, pushing people aside.
Shoving.
And I usually like hate that, but I was sort of like into it. So I was just like standing up as rigid as I could. Like,
yeah.
Not letting anyone push me. We went to the bar and there was like, that girl had ordered like... a couple shots, and like she had one, she was trying to give one to somebody else, and I just kept on not moving. And finally, she kept on like pushing me. And finally, she was just like, "Do you want to take this with me?" Yeah,
it was a drunk festival.
Oh, and it just changed the whole entire night. It was great.
And I didn't even realize how big of a deal Coppers was. It's like it was voted like best bar or club in Europe. It makes like
what,
50 million euro a year or something.
Jesus Christ.
And I just googled it, and it was like the first thing that came up is 12 reasons why Coppers is such a bizarre national phenomenon.
National?
Yeah. Everybody in Ireland seems to know about Coppers.
They all have an opinion. Everybody tells you not to go, and then everyone's there.
Yeah. They're like, don't, you didn't go. Yeah, I spent a lot of time there, too.
All right. I was there last night also.
If
you were at Coppers, what time? I was there also.
It has a 3-star Yelp average review.
That sounds about right, because everybody that's there loves it, but then some people are there once and never go back.
These reviews are great. I'm not gonna read them now.
Because Jesse was there with us, and he would have given it a 1-star review, and I would have given it a 5.
Right, but then we went back the second night and he really liked it.
Oh, perfect.
So maybe everyone's a little bit of everything. Maybe half of them say, did I just step into a frat house? And half of this said, I have to admit it, I had a great time at Coppers.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing Gangster's Paradise.
That's another thing. They don't give a shit about like cool, popular, hip songs. Like,
well, they play those too.
But I don't think any place in LA would ever play Gangster's Paradise or like fucking. Right.
They're playing like
One Direction.
Right, totally. They're playing the most Kendrick Lamar, Drake, like current rap songs.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden they'll play One Direction. It's like a cool club mixed with a dumb karaoke bar or something.
Right. They played like Celine Dion at one point. They didn't give a shit. Or Alanis Morissette.
It's like the DJ is just as drunk as everybody at the bar. The
DJ was a wasted iPod from 1999, but we loved it, and the shows were great. And London was also awesome.
Yeah, being in Shoreditch is just like. It's just like living in Brooklyn all over again.
Yeah. The hardest thing to find is that sweet iced coffee that seems to only exist in America. We love our sweet iced coffee here.
In London, it wasn't terrible. You just get like the iced Americano, but you know, it's not perfect.
It's not the same.
It's not perfect.
It's just not the same.
It's not.
It's really not the same.
I love Starbucks.
But thank you for coming to those shows, everybody. Our next one, I think, is in Toronto on the 28th or 27th.
Yes.
And then we are going to the Midwest in October.
Finally, going
to Chicago, Minnesota, and Detroit. First time ever in Detroit.
Dope. First podcast ever in...
Chicago and Minnesota.
Oh, wow. We've never done the podcast in either of those places.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Hell yeah.
Heck yeah. Do you want to drive or fly to those cities in between?
I was thinking, you know, I wanted to drive, but it's like, what, 300 miles between each other?
Yeah, it's like it's like LA to San Francisco every day.
Oh, yeah, probably not, because we'll be hungover. Maybe we should fly.
All right. Thanks, man. Or we can just Uber. Who gives a shit, right?
Oh, that's true.
So we'll call it
money,
an Uber
money, 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 money. $1,000 at Copperface Jacks, bitch has.
It's really hard to spend $1,000 at Copperface Jacks.
I know.
It takes you like an hour and a half to get one.
I was robbed. Well, so I didn't spend any money.
According to everybody that's been there, it's all cops and nurses. So it would have been really easy to tell on somebody who robbed you.
That's true.
You just walk up to a nurse and complain.
Cops rob people all the time.
Anyway, let's answer another question.
Let's do it.
This guy is a guy. His guy, this guy's name is...
Oh, me? Oh. Another Olympian?
Yeah.
No problem. Ashton Eaton.
Really?
Yeah.
Track and field hasn't started when we're recording this, so it's weird to imagine people running on land.
That's true.
It's been all gymnastics and swimastics.
I'm very excited for track and field, though. Ashton Eaton's been like in every single commercial.
Oh, really? He's a big deal now? More so than your boy Trey?
Trey, I don't think Trey made the Olympic team.
Wow.
He injured his hamstring or his Achilles or something.
You hate injury. To see that. Yeah.
But Ashton Eaton won the gold in London.
And he writes, "Hi, my name is Ashton Eaton. Anyways, I have a legitimate problem. So I landed myself a date with an amazing girl we'll call Emma. This date went really well, and we've been talking practically nonstop since then. As any normal millennial will do, I stalked the shit out of her Instagram account." It's funny.
There you go.
Three in a row. While I was creeping on her Instagram, I came across a few pictures of her with a friend who looked very familiar. I did some more detective work, and sure enough, I discovered that I drunkenly made out with Emma's friend at a Halloween party. I thought this was kind of bad, so I did some more investigating. And here's the real kicker. Turns out that this friend I made out with is actually Emma's older sister.
Very close friend.
Unless Emma is insanely chill, I'm pretty sure she doesn't know that I made out with her sister. When and how do I break the news to Emma? Do I tell her before things get too physical? Because sooner or later, if I keep seeing her, I'm going to meet the sister. Is there any hope for me? Thanks for your time, Ashton.
I think that he's getting ahead of himself.
Again.
Yeah, I mean, he can't tip his hand and be like, I dug through your Instagram very deeply, and I think I made out with your sister. Like, just let this stuff come out naturally.
So
like,
pretend he didn't see it, and one day he'll run into her sister and be like, oh, this is awkward.
But he doesn't have to say, I made out with your sister. One day they'll meet each other. Uh-huh. I mean, if... You know, she probably already knows because she probably told her sister about you and her sister was like, I made out with that kid once. It's not a big deal.
I don't think she knows. I don't think they know. I don't think she would know.
It doesn't matter then. Like, they could just let it progress naturally. And like, when you actually meet her, you say, oh, we've actually met before. You know, follow her lead, see what's up.
So you're saying there's no need to come out ahead of the story.
I don't think so.
You don't say, by the way, just so you know, I know that I too hooked much, up with your sister.
Too much. You're making it weird. Like, you're making it weird all the, like, way too early.
And so, and then also, if you delay, maybe it's less of a big deal. Like, you're not going to go on a second date with someone that hooked up with your sister. But if you've been like dating this guy for 6 months, that's like something you can get over.
Exactly. I don't think making out with somebody's sister is that big of a deal.
It's a pretty big deal. Have you ever made out with two sisters?
Maybe. Not that I can think of right now.
Yeah. I think it's a unique thing.
I mean, it's cool.
It's awesome.
But I don't think that it's like a deal breaker to anybody. It's only making out.
What if somebody made out with your bro? Would you marry?
Yeah, I've made out with somebody that made out with me and my brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, was that triple kiss at Coppers, right?
Yeah, between me, you, and my brother.
I was the girl. We got sloppy that night.
That's what Coppers will do, man.
You did? You've hooked up with somebody that hooked up with your bro?
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
Thanks, dude.
Who's the lucky dude?
You.
Right.
Right.
Sorry about that. No, but can you name the girl just on the podcast? Just so I know.
I don't want to say her name. But I'll give her Instagram handle. How's that?
That's great.
Is that cool?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool. Hold up. Let me find my phone.
Okay.
I'm on airplane mode.
Oh, here.
You
I'll
made
do
me
it.
Go on airplane mode before the podcast. So I don't know.
That's okay. You can still use Wi-Fi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, hop on the Wi-Fi and find that lucky lady's Instagram handle.
Hold up one second.
All right, cool.
Oh, phone's dead.
Why is it dead?
My phone died.
Well, here, use mine. That way you can, I probably follow her, right?
You're on airplane mode.
No, I'm 3 hours later. All right, so don't say anything.
I say don't say anything.
And then just act surprised. You think he's good at acting surprised?
Oh!
What?
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, when you see the sister, do you still say, I don't remember?
No, I don't think you have to like take it to your grave or anything. I just like, oh my God, I did not know that you guys were sisters, whatever.
Yeah, that's so random. This is such a random occurrence.
Yeah, it's all good.
See, man? It's all good.
It's all good, man.
Let's get to one more question. Can I?
Yeah.
Permiso?
It has to be like a 60-second question.
Quick one. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Mains. Oh, wait. Guy's name.
Ryan Lochte.
Love that. Got it. Do you like Ryan Lochte, or is he kind of a tool to you?
I think he's cool that he's 31 or 32, and he just keeps on getting better. I think that's cool. I think he used to be a tool, but now he's cool.
He's a cool tool.
He did bleach his head for the Olympics. That's kind of lame, but whatever.
All right. Who am I to say? I'm just a comedian. Anyway, Lochte, you rule. You're not a tool. You're cool. Got a complicated situation on my hands and I need some input. So I currently live with my best bud in Chicago, and we have been for 2 years. About a year into my roommateship, he starts dating this girl, and now at the end of our lease, he's moving in with his girlfriend. His girlfriend has a single roommate who I was never really attracted to, despite my roommate inquiring if I'd be interested. A couple months ago, I did get really drunk and I dunked my D in the previously mentioned gal's V. We parted ways and didn't really talk about it, and we saw each other a few times after the fact. She texted me a few weeks after and says, let's just be friends, which I'm totally cool with. The problem is, I hang out with my roommate and his girlfriend and the girl that I banged every other weekend, and I'm finding myself getting more attracted to her every time we hang out. And recently, she asked me if I'd be down to be roommates as my current roommate's girlfriend is moving out. My question is, should I do it? And should I try to get over her instead of making it happen again, or should I just say, fuck it, and well, fuck it? Your pal, Ryan Lochte.
Easy answer. Don't move in with her. See this little attraction through, though. You obviously like her a little bit, but I think moving in is going to ruin anything.
Insane.
Yeah,
insane to move in with someone you've hooked up with once.
And that you're like sort of growing attracted to.
Yeah, it's like a 1 in 1,000 chance that turns out well.
Yeah.
Prove us wrong, actually.
Don't do it. Don't
move
you dare
in.
Do it.
Lochte. All right, cool. Thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you for writing in, everybody. If you have your own questions or theme songs, just like Thunder the Covers had, that email address is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Nicely done. Thanks, everybody.
The opening theme song. Oh, yeah, Thunder the Covers. Closing one is called Digital Witness by Thunder the Covers. Toda, and we'll be back next week. Latero.
Squarespace ads indeed. Need a gig to feel comfy. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I want all your advice.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.